At 6:06, it is partly clear and 78 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm to 95 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Well, there have already been some heat alerts issued for the Tulsa area as temperatures rise into the upper 90s. Triple-digit heat is expected by Thursday of this week. It's important to take precautions when out in the heat. IMSA paramedic Casey LaRue says there are some danger signs to watch for that could mean the onset of a heat illness.
There's certain things you can look for, cramping. If you start cramping up, if you stop sweating, things like that, those are significant heat-related illnesses that could be caused from dehydration and overheating.
She says staying hydrated with water is the most important thing you can do to avoid heat problems. She says pre-hydrating is also necessary, that is, drinking water before you go out in the heat. Well, the city of Sand Springs has agreed to perform a study for the giant American statue. The designer wants to build the monument north of town. It would stand over 210 feet. That's 21 stories. The Sand Springs City Council last night agreed to fund a feasibility study. A special meeting of the Owosso City Council is set for this evening. The council will consider the resignation of City Manager Rodney Ray. Ray has been on administrative leave for about a month now. He has been charged in district court with writing a bogus check and filing a false crime report. South African performers from The Lion King gave a special concert last night for the Greenwood Cultural Center. State Senator Jabbar Shoemake says the fundraiser will help the center keep its doors open and help young artists.
One, the Greenwood Cultural Center, which has always been a place where young people, especially those who aspire to be artists, have had a chance to, through their summer arts programs and after-school programs, to really see the possibilities of what they can do from an artistic standpoint.
A benefactor has pledged to match the donations up to $1 million. One of the selections last night was a special tribute song written in honor of critically ill Nelson Mandela. The Tulsa Jail Task Force is looking at the overall jail operations in Tulsa. The task force took the action yesterday. It is part of the negotiations over what Tulsa pays for inmates to be housed at the county jail. Well, there's another protest in Oklahoma over the Keystone XL pipeline. Marshall Stewart this morning has her story.
Activists shut down construction of a pump station Monday near Seminole in what they call their biggest action yet opposing the Keystone XL pipeline. Eight people locked themselves to equipment in a work trailer on the construction site as activists across the country began a week of protest billed as Fearless Summer. A spokesman for Great Plains Tar Sands Resistance, which organized the protest near Seminole, said four people chained themselves to an excavator but decided to abandon the protest for their own safety. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
A man is killed while walking along Highway 169 overnight. It happened between Owosso and Collinsville. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol has yet to release the victim's name. Our weather forecast today, sunny and very hot with a high of 95. Tonight it'll be breezy and warm. We will cool off to 76 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, hotter with a high of 98. And then on Thursday, the hottest day of the week so far, we should have a high of 100. Well, National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation across northeast Oklahoma, a clean sweep. Now at 6:10, it is mostly clear and 78 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.